In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.
Baba wa tin be Lorun adupe lowo yin fun ale oni.
God of miracle.
Olorun alagbara, Olorun onise iyanu.
God of wonders and God of impossibilities.
Olorun onise iyanu, Olorun to le so gbogbo. A n bere lowo yin lale yin Oluwa. Pe ki e fi agbara yin han. Pe ki e fi ifami ro yin han. Ki e fo gbogbo ajaga. Ki e pa gbogbo ise isuro. Ki e si so awon eniyan di ominira lale yi. E se iyanu ninu aye awon eniyan yin.
All those who have come today.
Gbogbo awon eniyan to ti wa
sibi. Will never be the same again in Jesus' name.
Won o ni ri bakan na mo ni oruko Jesu.
Lord, touch everyone.
Oluwa, e fowo kan gbogbo
eniyan. Turn everyone around.
E fowo kan gbogbo
eniyan. And transform every life.
Ki e si fowo tan gbogbo
aye. In every life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, thank you very much. You can sit down. I welcome every one of you to this Sunday revival in Jesus' name. And I pray that the anointing of the Lord will come upon your life. The anointing that breaks every yoke. The anointing that destroys the works of the devil. Tonight will be your night in Jesus' name. Miracle will come unto you. Uncommon power will be manifested in your life. And tonight you're going to have a testimony in Jesus' name. Tonight, as we come to this great gathering, I'm reading two passages of scriptures to you. One in Lamentation. And the other one in Ezekiel. One in the book of Lamentation. And I'm reading from chapter 3 of Lamentation. I'm reading there from verse 15. And then I will jump over to Ezekiel. There's a connection between those two passages tonight. Look at Lamentation chapter 3 verse 15. He has filled me with bitterness. You notice one word there, it's called bitterness. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He has covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering my affliction and my mystery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Now, if you notice one word in verse 15, he has filled me with bitterness. I want you to pick that word, bitter. There's lamentation all over the world. In our city here, there's lamentation almost everywhere. There's a lamentation that talks of bitterness. And life is bitter. In the family, there's bitterness. In the community, there's bitterness. As we look at poverty, as we look at affliction, as we look at suffering, as we look at all the deprivations of people, there's one word you can talk about, and there's something you can point out as what has happened to people or what is happening to people. And it's the one word bitter that explains everything. Now I'm coming to Ezekiel chapter 36, and there you'll find that connection between the passage I read to you in Lamentation And the passage we're looking at in Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 36, I'm reading from verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 11. It says, and I will multiply upon you man and beast. And they shall increase. Here is the promise of the Lord. The Lord is giving us a promise here. And he's saying, I will. Actually, as you look at this chapter, all over again, the Lord tells us what he will do. He will do something in your life tonight. Somebody there, I said, he will do something in your life tonight. And then it says, I will. There's the willingness of God in your life today. The faithfulness of God in your life today. The power of God in your life today. It's going to change that bitter situation in your life today in Jesus' name. That's why it says, and I will multiply upon you man and beast. And they shall increase. And will bring fruit. Fruitfulness will come to our lives in Jesus' name. Where there is barrenness, where there is sickness, where there is suffering, where there is affliction, the Lord is going to turn everything around. And then he tells us that I will settle you after your old estates. First of all, talking to the children of Israel, as a nation talking to them, the prosperity they knew in the past, which they couldn't see anymore, the peace of God they had in the past, which they didn't have anymore, and the security they had in the past, which they couldn't have anymore. The Lord was saying, although the story is like a bitter story everywhere, a bitter situation everywhere, and a bitter kind of suffering everywhere, a painful condition everywhere, the Lord is saying a time of change had come for that nation. And for you here tonight, a time of change has come. A time of transformation has come. And a time of miracle has come to you tonight in Jesus' name. And then if you look at that verse 11 of Ezekiel 36, it says, and I will do better unto you than at your beginnings.
He
said it's going to turn every situation around in our lives. And you shall know that I am the Lord.
He
said a practical knowledge will come to you that he is the Lord. The Lord God of miracles. And the Lord God of power. And the Lord God of all impossibilities. And the Lord that comes to your life tonight. And he says it's going to turn your crying to laughter. It's going to turn your sorrow to joy. And it's going to turn the suffering. It's going to bring wonders in your life in Jesus' name. What's the connection between lamentation and Ezekiel? In lamentation, when people lament, they cry. When people lament, they are sorrowful. When people lament, it's like things have turned upside down. That's why lamentation says all you can say about life is that life is bitter. And as lamentation talks about being bitter, personal life bitter, family bitter, community bitter, employment situation bitter, economy bitter, everything appears to be bitter. And we cannot have a place of peace and the joy and the prosperity and the good things we used to have. We cannot see them, we cannot have them. And so we get into lamentation. the one word you find in Lamentation.
Bitter.
Here comes Ezekiel. And he breaks another word. And he breaks the word better. Tonight, everything will change from bitter to better. Are you there if you believe? Are you there if you know there is God? Are you there if you know there is redemption? Are you there if you know God is going to do it in your life? Bitter will turn to better. It will happen to somebody there. What is that person there? Uncommon power is coming your way. I'm talking to you on the wonder of turning bitter to better. The wonder of turning bitter to better. The wonder of turning bitter to better. Three things we're going to look at. I know Ezekiel is the one conducting us to the better life tonight. Ezekiel is the one showing you how to come out of bitter to better.
He
says lamentation will close up in your life. Lamentation will finish in your life. All those tears, everything will come to an end tonight. Ezekiel said, follow me, I'll show you the way. Ezekiel said, let that I go out of the way and better things are going to come. Ezekiel said, let poverty go, power will come, prosperity will come. Ezekiel says, let sin go out and salvation will come. Ezekiel is saying, let sin go out of the way, eternal life will come.
Ezekiel is saying, let sin go out of the way, eternal life will come.
Let that I bend. Let that I bow. Let it give submission to the Lord Jesus. Let the I quit and give way to Emmanuel Christ to come. And your life will never be the same again. What's Ezekiel saying? How to turn bitter to better? Number one, renunciation of the bitter life. The renunciation and the rejection and the turning away of the bitter lie. It says, identify the bitter lie. Renounce it. Reject it. Turn away from it. Push it away. And separate yourself from that bitter lie. And say from tonight, I reject bitterness. From tonight, I reject the suffering. From tonight, I reject my sin. I allow the better sin to come. I allow the one to come. Allow the powers to come. Tonight, I'm telling you that your life will turn around. The renunciation of the bitter lie. Number two, the restoration of a blessed lie. Restoration. Restoration. Everything you have lost. Every good thing that you have lost in your life. Restoration is coming tonight. I said restoration is coming tonight. Number one is renunciation. That bitter sin, push it away. And this blessed lie. The saved lie. This transformed lie. Restoration. The restoration of a blessed lie. Number three, the realization of a better life. Before you leave there tonight, you will realize something. Before you leave there tonight, power will come from heaven. Anointing that breaks every yoke will come. And the anointing will drive away every bitter sin out of your life. Your life will become better from tonight in Jesus' name.
rẹ yóò sì wá dára láti
òní lọ. I thought somebody there will say amen.
Mo lérò pé ẹnìkan yóò ṣe àmì.
The realization of a better life.
Ìmòye ìgbé ayé rere.
Let's look at what Ezekiel is saying.
Ẹ̀dẹ́ká wo ohun tí Ezekiel tó ń ṣe.
The first step you take.
Ìgbésí àkọ́kọ́ tí wà á kọ́ pé.
Moving out of the bitter life to the blessed life.
Yípadà kó kúrò nínú ìgbé ayé kíkorò.
The first thing you are called to do.
Ohun kan tá a pè é láti ṣe.
Moving out of what is bitter.
Láti jáde kúrò nínú ìkorò.
Moving out of your suffering.
Láti jáde kúrò nínú ìjìyà.
Moving out of your darkness.
Láti jáde kúrò nínú òkùnkùn.
And coming into the light of his blessing.
O wa wá sínú ìmọ̀lẹ́ ìbùkún rẹ̀.
It's in Ezekiel chapter 18.
Ezekiel orí kejìdínlógún.
Ezekiel chapter 18.
Ezekiel orí kejìdínlógún.
And remember what Ezekiel is telling us.
Rántí ohun tí Ezekiel ń sọ fún wa.
Remember what Ezekiel is showing us.
Rántí ohun tí Ezekiel fi
hàn wá. Remember the reason Ezekiel is talking to us.
Rántí èrè tí Ezekiel fi ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
He's telling us how to come out of bitter to better.
Ó ń sọ fún wa bá ó ṣe jáde láti inú ìkorò
sí orire. And he says it begins with three enunciation.
Ó wá tó ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú kíkọ sílẹ̀.
He begins with rejecting something.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú kíkọ nǹkan sílẹ̀.
He begins with pushing away something out of your life.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú kíta nǹkan kan kúrò nínú ayé rẹ.
He tells us in Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 23.
Ó sọ fún wa nínú ìwé Ezekiel orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlé ní
ogún. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?
Èmi a ní inú dídùn rárá pé kí ènìyàn búburú kí ó kú.
Have I any pleasure, this God talking through Ezekiel, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?
Ọlọ́run ló ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa Ezekiel níyo, ó ní èmi a ní inú dídùn rárá kí ènìyàn búburú kí ó kú.
Says the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live.
Ó ní kí ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run wí bí kò ṣe pé kí ó yí padà kúrò nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ kí ó sì yè.
To reject,
kí ó kọ sílẹ̀,
to repair,
kí ó ronúpìwàdà,
to turn away,
kí ó yí padà,
from everything that makes your life bitter.
Kúrò nínú ohun gbogbo tó jẹ́ káyé rẹ̀ ó korò.
Ezekiel is telling us.
Ezekiel sọ fún wa.
Sin and suffering are connected.
Ó ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ o àti ìjìyà àsopọ̀ wà.
Sin and sickness are connected.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àtàìsàn aso wọn papọ̀ ni.
Sin and bitterness are connected.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti ìkorò wọn so mọ́ra wọn.
Sin and evil are connected.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti ohun búburú so mọ́ra wọn.
Sin and bad luck are connected.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àtorí búburú.
And he says tonight is a night of freedom.
Ó wá sọ pé alẹ́ alẹ́ òmìnira ni.
He says I don't have any pleasure.
Ó ní mi ò nínú dídùn.
In the death of the wicked.
Nínú ikú ènìyàn búburú.
In the suffering of the wicked.
Nínú ìjìyà ènìyàn búburú.
I don't have any pleasure.
Inú mi ò dùn sí.
In the poverty of the wicked.
Inú òsì ènìyàn búburú.
But I'm waiting for him to take the first step.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ń dúró de kó kéde sí àkọ́kọ́ jẹ́ kó yí padà.
Let him return.
Jẹ́ kó yí padà.
Let him call upon the Lord.
Jẹ́ kó ké pe Olúwa.
Let him repent.
Jẹ́ kí ó ronú pí wàdà.
That he should turn from his wicked ways and live.
Pé kí ó yí padà kúrò nínú ọ̀nà búburú rẹ̀ kí ó sì yé.
As we come to the middle of verse 30.
Bí o ṣe wá wá sáàrin gbogbo ẹsẹ̀
ogun. The middle of verse 30.
Tó bá wá sáàrin gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ ogun.
It says repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions so iniquity shall not be your ruin.
Ẹ yí padà kí ẹ sì yí kúrò nínú gbogbo ìrékọjá yín. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àìṣe déédéé kì yóò jẹ́ ìparun
yín. Ezekiel said, did you hear about better life?
Ezekiel sọ pé so gbọ́ nípa ìgbé ayé rere.
Did you hear about the blessed life?
So gbọ́ nípa ìgbé ayé oníbùkún.
How does that come?
Báwo lele o ṣe wá?
How does it come to you?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe tọ̀ wá?
How will negative change to positive?
Báwo lohun tó lòdì yóò sì yí padà sí
rere? How will all those impossibilities of your life become possible?
Báwo ni gbogbo kò ṣe ṣe ayé rẹ yóò ṣe di ṣíṣe
ṣe? He's saying that you will repent and turn away from your sin.
O ni o yí padà kúrò nínú ẹsẹ̀ rẹ, o yí padà kúrò nínú ẹsẹ̀.
Look at verse 31 here.
Wo ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n.
In verse 31 it says cast away from you all your transgressions.
Ó ní ẹ ta gbogbo ìrékọjá yín nù kúrò lọ́dọ̀ yín.
All your transgressions bundle everything together.
Ó ní gbogbo ìrékọjá yín di gbogbo ẹ papọ̀.
Whatever you have done.
Ohun gbogbo tó o ti ṣe.
That you have transgressed the word and the commandment of the Lord.
Èyí tó fi ré òfin àti ìlànà Ọlọ́run kọjá.
He says you cast everything away from you.
Ó ní tì í kúrò lọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
You turn away from every evil sin.
Yí padà kúrò ní gbogbo ohun búburú.
You say bye bye completely.
Kò sọ pé ó dìgbò ṣe pátápátá o.
Turn those wicked acts.
Yí padà kúrò ní ìwà búburú
yẹn.
Utterances
and to all those wicked actions.
Bye
bye completely.
He
says you cast away from you all your transgression.
Whereby
you have transgressed.
Nínú gbogbo èyí tí ẹ ti ré kọjá.
And make you a new heart.
Kí ẹ sì dá ọkàn
titun. And a new spirit.
Àti ẹ̀mí titun.
For why were ye thou house of Israel?
Fún ara yín nítorí kí ni ẹ̀yin ó ṣe fi lè ṣẹ́
ni. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies.
Nítorí pé èmi kò ní inú dídùn sí ikú ẹni tí ó kú.
There are people that die prematurely.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó ń kú kú àìtọ́jọ́.
There are people that die another person's death.
Àwọn kan wà tó ń gbá kú oníkú.
There are people that rush into
death. And God is saying, why should you rush into death? With every kind of drink you have, if it is a terrible drug, you're killing yourself. Marijuana and the cigarette and the cigar, you're killing yourself little by little. With all the violence in your life, you're killing yourself little by little. You're exposing yourself to danger.
Are
you exposing yourself to premature death? And he says, you're going through a bitter life. And he's saying, but a better thing is waiting for you. Heaven has written a better thing for you. And God has written a better thing for you. And Emmanuel has come.
Emmanuel is
Jesus Christ has come. And he brings better things for you. But Ezekiel is saying, come out of that bitter life. And come out of that transgression. And come out of that transgression. And come out of that iniquity. And come out of that idolatry. And come out of that evil. Number one is renunciation. Renunciation. And when you renounce all that,
and
say, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. I want to change. I want a transformation. I want a better life to come. And I'm taking the first step. That's why I'll be calling you to take that first step tonight. And I know you are there, you want that better life to start. I know you are there, you want that blessed life to start. I know you are fed up with this suffering. You are fed up with all the oppression. You are fed up with all the bad things happening in your life. And you are listening to what Ezekiel is saying. As he
says,
saying that it's in your hand. That I will get out of the way. The I that fights. The I that dreams. The eye that commits fornication. The eye that goes into adultery. And the eye that is violent. And the eye that is in idolatry. And you say, yes, I know that's what is being in the problem in my life. And tonight I come. And Christ is knocking at your door. He says, Emmanuel wants to come in. Christ wants to come in. Jesus wants to come in. Your Savior wants to come in. I will have to beg. That I will have to bow. That I will have to submit. That I will have to surrender. I will say, yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. I leave darkness behind. I come to the light. I leave evil behind. I come to the goodness of the Lord. I leave all the magic behind. And I come to the power of God. And I leave all idolatry behind. And I come to Jesus and Jesus only. He says that renunciation will bring a restoration in your life. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel is telling us how this better life will come. How this renewed life will come. How this greater life will come. Ezekiel 33, I'm reading from verse 11. Say unto them, Ezekiel, go and tell them. Preacher, go and tell them. Peter can turn to better tonight. Your life in particular. Are you there? Mercy is coming. What is she there? Mercy is coming. What is she there? Life is coming. What is she there? Something better is coming. And then you tell, I get out of the way. Emmanuel wants to come in.
Emmanuel,
I said Emmanuel wants to come in.
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel is Jesus.
Emmanuel
is Christ.
Emmanuel,
he is the Savior. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a redeemer. I get out of the way. That individualism get out of the way. And let Jesus come in tonight. Better life is starting.
Ìgbé ayé tó dára,
I said better life is starting.
Ìgbé ayé dídára, ó
wá ti dé. Life is starting.
Ìgbé ayé tó dára, ó ti dé.
Better life. I said, where is better life coming? I said, where is better life coming? Are you serious about that?
So
I said, are you serious about that? It will come. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Say for yourself, Lord, I believe. Point number two now. The restoration of a blessed life. The restoration of a blessed life. Ezekiel is saying, take that first step. Ezekiel is saying, make that renunciation.
Ezekiel is saying,
count one. Then two will follow. If you don't count one, two will not follow. Ezekiel chapter 34. Here is number two. I have restoration tonight. I said I have restoration tonight. Say it for yourself, I have restoration tonight. Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34. I'm reading from verse 25. And I will make them a covenant of peace. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. The Lord is calling you. And when he calls you tonight, you come into a covenant. What's a covenant? A covenant is an agreement that God himself is coming to you now. And he's saying, I'm going to have a covenant with you. First of all, a covenant of pardon. I promise you that I'll forgive your sin. The Almighty God is saying, I promise you a covenant of pardon is going to come upon your life. I will not count your sins against you anymore. If you will renounce, if you will repent, if you will reject, Satan is my enemy. God is saying, Satan is his enemy. If you will break your union with the enemy of God, and then you come to God, I've rejected Satan, I've renounced Satan, I've repented of my sins, I come to Christ, he says, then I'll make a covenant with you, a covenant of pardon. He will forgive your sin, a covenant of peace. He will make peace to reign in your heart. Peace in your family. Peace in your surrounding. And peace of the Almighty God. A covenant of protection. When I read everything to you, you'll understand what he's saying. Number one, a covenant of pardon. All your sins forgiven and forgotten. I will put your sins in the depths of the sea. And they will never be remembered on earth or in heaven. I may not see to hinder you from getting to heaven. A covenant of pardon. A covenant of peace. A covenant of protection. And it will protect you from the enemy. It will protect you from Satan. It will protect you from evil spirit. It will protect you from evil power. It's a covenant of purity. He says, I will wash you. I will cleanse you. I will purge you. I will purify you. All the defilement you have,
he said,
leave that to me. Once you renounce, once you reject, once you remove your hand, once you come to the Lord, he says, leave the rest to me. I call you to a covenant, a covenant of pardon. I'll forgive all your sins, a covenant of peace. I'll have peace with you, a covenant of protection, a covenant of purity, a covenant of power. My power power will come and break every yoke in your life. And he says, it's a covenant. If you will come, this covenant will come between you and the Almighty God. Look at that verse again, chapter 34, verse 25. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. Tonight, evil will stop in your life. Premature death will stop in your life. The curse will be broken away from your life. And he says, and they shall dwell safely. They shall dwell safely. Protection will come. That's the covenant the Lord is talking about. And
I'll
make with you a covenant to prosperity. Famine will vanish away. Scarcity will vanish away. Joblessness will vanish away. Lack will vanish away. Tonight, it will supply all your needs. Are you there?
So one.
Do you believe?
So gbagbo.
I said, do you believe?
O gbagbo.
You believe that God cannot lie.
O gbagbo ki Olorun o le
paro. That God is calling you to a covenant.
Ki Oluwan ki o sinu ma
jemu. And he says, if you come,
o so pe to ba wa,
it's going to bring that covenant into your life.
Ohun o mu ma jemu iwa sinu aye
re. And that covenant includes the covenant of prosperity.
O ni ma jemu yi ma jemu asiki atoro si wa nbe.
The covenant of his presence.
O ni o ma jemu iwa pelu
eni re. The covenant of his presence.
Ma jemu iwa pelu eni Olorun.
That's why he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Take you. See what the Lord is calling you to. Look at that verse 26. I will make with them and the places round about my heel a blessing. A blessing is coming your way. And I will cause the shower to come down in a season. And there shall be showers of blessing. Showers over there. I said showers over there. I said showers over there. Hey, showers coming upon your life tonight. Showers of blessing. Help me shout it, showers of blessing. Help me shout it, showers of blessing. It's the blessing of the Spirit. The blessing of the Spirit. It's a blessing coming from heaven. As rain comes down from heaven. The Holy Ghost will rain down blessing tonight everywhere.
We
rain down blessing today everywhere. When the showers begin to fall tonight, showers of salvation, showers of healing, showers of deliverance, showers of being set free, showers of miracles, showers of signs and wonders. When the showers begin tonight, you come out, don't stay inside somewhere. When the rain is falling, that's the time to be out. It says it will be the blessing of the Spirit. It will be the blessing from heaven. It will be an outpouring. Outpouring. There will be an overflow tonight. It will flow to your side. It will flow to your side. I said it will flow to your side. It will be the blessing of his wonder. And the blessing of his empowerment. It's going to be the blessing of redemption. And the blessing of the supernatural in your life. Supernatural in your life. Look at chapter 36 of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Reading from verse 25. Ezekiel 36 verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. You in particular, you are the candidate for that salvation today. You are the candidate for that pardon today. You are the candidate for that peace today. You are the candidate of that prosperity today. The candidate for the purity today. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. They will cleanse you tonight. I said they will forgive you tonight. I said they will pardon you tonight. And a new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. He'll give you a new heart tonight. Better things are starting tonight. The better life is starting tonight. The good life is starting tonight. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk and to keep my judgments and my statutes and to do them. Ezekiel tells us there's a way out of bitterness into what is better.
Ezekiel
says there are stairs leading out of the bitter into the better. He says, number one, renunciation. He says, number one, repentance. He says, number one, rejection. He says, number one, push away and cast away from you every evil thing. Number two, he says, there is restoration. There's pardon. There's peace. There's protection. There's purity. There's prosperity. And he says that the presence of God. And he says tonight is your night. Just a few minutes now, the realization will come in your life. All of a sudden, you wake up. Peace of God will come to your heart. All of a sudden you wake up. Healing will come to your body. Miracle will come to you right there. Your tears it will wipe away. Your joy will come. All of a sudden those blind eyes will open. All of a sudden that lame man will rise up. All of a sudden that dead person, the ears will begin to see. All of a sudden that goiter will vanish away. All of a sudden look at miracle right there. All of a sudden look at a miracle right there. Where is miracle coming tonight? Where is healing coming tonight? It's coming your way. I said it's coming your way. You'll have it in Jesus name. Number three, the realization of a better life. The realization of a better life. Better life is coming to you tonight. The realization is coming to you tonight. The moment I comes out of the way, and the moment you welcome Emmanuel Jesus, the moment you take Jesus to your heart and to your life, Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 11. Realization. I will realize. Realization. I will realize. Say it for yourself. I will realize the better life tonight. I said I will realize the better life tonight. Peace will come to my heart. Pardon will come to my heart. Prosperity will come to my life.
The goodness
of the Lord will come to my life.
Ezekiel
chapter 36 verse 11.
Ezekiel 36:11.
I will multiply upon you man and beast. Multiplication of blessing will come upon your life.
This
is going to be a turning point in your life.
They
shall increase and bring fruit.
And
I will settle you after your old estates.
There's something
saying in your heart, oh, the good old days, the good old days. I wish the good old days will come back. The good old days have come back to you tonight.
Because
he said, I'll settle you after your old estates. And I will do better things unto you. Whatever good thing you had before, something greater is coming today. Remember one time you were not sick at all. Remember one time you could walk with your two legs. Remember one time there was no hypertension. Remember one time there was no diabetes in your life. Remember one time you didn't cry at all. The Lord is saying those times of goodness will come back tonight. And then he says better than the old, better than the past, better than that life of joy and laughter. I will do better things unto you. Your personal life will become better. Your family life will become better. Your professional life will become better. Your friendship will become better. Everything in your life will turn around. And he says it will be better than your beginning. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And you shall know that I am the Lord. My friend, this is the day. This is your day. It's a new day. I said it's a new day. A day when every negative sin will give way in your life. A day when power will come from heaven and come upon your soul and come upon your body and come upon your life. And then all those negative things will drive everything away. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Are you ready for the blessed life? Ready for the better life? Ready for pardon? Ready for peace? Covenant. A covenant of peace with the Lord. A covenant of peace with Emmanuel. A covenant of transformation. A covenant of change. But you know, you cannot stand far away from God and say, okay, make the covenant, I'm here. When a man is going to have a covenant with a woman and they're going to get to the altar and that woman is going to say, I'm going to give up my name, I'm going to marry this rich man, I'm going to marry this prosperous man, she will leave where she is and she will come, and then the man and the woman will be together. And then at the altar together, they'll have a covenant. A covenant that will promise each other. You take this man as your lawful husband, and you're going to keep to him. He says, yes, I do. Do you take this woman as your lawful wife, and you're going to stay with her? Yes, I do. Emmanuel wants to get to that covenant with you.
Emmanuel, if you want
to get Jesus, the Savior, wants to get to that covenant with you.
Jesus, oh, look, but
he wants to forgive your sin. Do you take this sinner to become a saint? He says, yes, I do. Do you say, take this sick person to become healed? Yes, I do. Do you take this person that has a bitter life and you'll turn his life to be better? Yes, I do. Now you have to also say, yes, I do. You have to come out of where you are and say, Jesus, I am here. A covenant of peace. A covenant of pardon. A covenant of cleansing. A covenant of forgiveness. And it's a covenant of a change of life. I take Jesus as my Savior. I take Jesus as my Lord. I turn away from everything that is sinful. And I come to Jesus Christ tonight to be my Savior. As bowed and eyes closed. The Lord is telling you tonight, life can become better. The Lord is telling you tonight, your life must become better. The Lord is telling you tonight, your life will become better. Better on earth, better in eternity. You will not perish, you will not go to hell. But it's calling you to come to a covenant. If you are coming to the Lord tonight, if you are saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I come out. Out of that bitterness. Out of that sin. Out of that darkness. Out of all the oppression. I come to Jesus tonight. He will be my Savior. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand. You say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Yes, Lord, I'm here. Yes, Lord, I'm here. Wonderful. Life is going to change tonight. Wonderful. Life is going to turn around tonight. If you're resting up your hand, you'll stand up. The better day is starting right now. The better life is starting right now. You're resting up your hand, you'll stand up. You're telling the Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give my heart to Christ. I will get out of the way. That individualism will get out of the way. I come to Jesus as my Savior. Where are you there? Hurry up. You will stand up in the pavilion on the great Dead Sea, right in front of me. If you want that better life, and you're coming to the altar, you're coming for a covenant with Jesus Christ. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I take Jesus to be my Savior. Wherever you are, come out from there. And come to the altar right there. And come into a covenant relationship with Jesus. He will change your life. He will turn your life around. He will change your life. He will give you the better life. Come out here. You're coming to the altar. It's the altar of covenant. It's an altar of covenant. The covenant of pardon. The covenant of peace. The covenant of purity. And the covenant of his presence. And the covenant of prosperity. Tonight is that night. Number one, a renunciation. As you come, you're telling the Lord, maybe you want to kneel down before your God. Maybe you want to kneel down before your God. I surrender. Keep on coming. Come to the covenant. Come to the altar. Renounce. And push all those words of darkness away from you. The Lord is waiting for you. Tonight is your night. Bitter will turn to better. Tell the Lord what you are doing. Yes, I do. I turn away from my sin. Keep on coming. I turn away. I turn away. I turn away. I renounce. I reject. And I give myself completely to the Lord tonight. Keep on coming. And I say, come kneel down there. I make a covenant to the Lord. I say, Lord, here am I. I surrender my heart. I surrender my life. I surrender everything unto you. I give myself unto you. Keep on coming. He's calling you. And while you are there, open your mouth. And tell the Lord, I renounce. Walls of darkness no more. All the marijuana no more. All the violence no more. All the wickedness no more. I surrender my heart. I surrender my life. I give myself completely. Like the new wife gives herself completely unto the husband. Like the woman that comes in covenant of marriage gives up the old boyfriend and gives up the past life and says, I check this man. The same way you come to Jesus tonight and you forsake idol, you forsake your sin, you say forsake your evil, you say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. You will be my only Savior. You will cleanse me, you will wash me, and you bring me to this covenant. I agree with the terms of the covenant. And then
he'll
give you peace in your heart.
He'll
give you pardon for your sin.
He'll
give you cleansing and purity.
He'll
give you protection. He will give you the power. The power to live in newness of life. And then he'll bring prosperity into your life. His presence will never leave you. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. You carry his name. You carry his authority. You carry his anointing. Because now as the name of the husband is added to the name of the wife. And
now
we do not call her Miss so and so anymore. We call her Mrs. So and so. So the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, will be with you every time. Renounce. Reject. Repent. Then say, Lord Jesus, I take you as my personal Savior. Personal Savior. Personal Savior. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. You
are
taking my place. I receive your pardon. I receive your salvation. It's happening right now. While you are kneeling down, can you raise up your hand there? Raise up your hand there, I'm praying for you now. If you have come to Christ and you say, yes, I do, I accept him. I receive him. I believe him. I turn away from my sin. I turn to the Lord to be my Savior. I pray for you now. Raise up those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We thank you because you are a God of covenant. A God that never fails. You have given us a promise. Whosoever will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. All these who have come and have rejected the way of evil, they have renounced the way of sin, and they have totally turned away from all their past and have turned to Jesus Christ to be their Savior. And receive you now as your personal Savior. Save them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Make the covenant of pardon and peace with everyone right now in Jesus' name. Let your peace settle in every heart. Let the joy of salvation come to them. Let the assurance of salvation come to them. And the power to live in newness of life. Grant unto them now in Jesus' name. Let that eye give way. Let Emmanuel come to their lives. Let Jesus reign in their lives. Let a better life start right now. Confirm each and every life, Lord. I thank you because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord, it has happened. Counselors are there. They will give you papers to fill. That's very, very important. Very, very important. That you'll fill your names there. I give all the details. I call a minister to help us with the counseling session now. And then after that, after we finish this session, I'm going to come back and pray. Healing will be multiplied tonight in our midst in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
People of God, I said, praise the Lord. The better thing is coming now. Better life has come. Miracle. Healing. Deliverance. Power. Somebody there is receiving. I said, somebody there is receiving. You will not go back home the way you came in Jesus' name. Get ready for your miracle. Identify the problem or the sickness and lay your hand there. And then you raise up the other hand. And then we're going to pray. And God is a God of covenant. He has given us the covenant. He has said he will heal. He will deliver. It's a time for him to fulfill the promise of that covenant. And when you hear the final amen, you check up yourself, that miracle would have landed right there on your body. Raise up that hand. Lay the other hand where you have the problem. There's no exception. God is no respecter of persons. Miracle is coming your way. Father, in Jesus' name. We bless your name because you are a God of covenant. And a God of power. A God of anointing. A God of miracles. A God of showers of blessing. Lord, I pray tonight. Let showers of miracle come upon your people in Jesus' name. Do the impossible in every life. Take all those infirmities away. Heal incurable disease here tonight. Wonder signs in Jesus' name. Any problem there, command that evil spirit and that evil affliction, come out in Jesus' name. All the swelling in your body, any part of your body, I command that swelling now. Come out in Jesus' name. That cancer, I command that cancer dry up and be healed in Jesus' name. Also be healed in Jesus' name. Diabetes be healed in Jesus' name. High blood pressure be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis and every kind of cough, I command you right now, be healed in Jesus' name. And all that medical report that shows that this is there and that is there, I pray right now the Lord will touch your point of need. Be healed in Jesus' name.
gbogbo awon akosile gbogbo esan atailera ati awon abajade ayewo ti won ti se gbogbo esan to wa ninu agbo ara re mo pase gba ewo sati
mo that is your blood I command you dry up now in Jesus name. Oh Lord, I pray that all those moving objects oppressing their lives, cancel everything. Set them free. Deliver them in Jesus' name. Their ears be opened in Jesus' name. Their tongues be loosed in Jesus' name. Those dim eyes and those blind eyes, the touch of the Lord is coming upon those eyes now. Open your eyes and see in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo oju ton su bayi bayi tele ti o le riran rara mo pase pe ki agbara Olorun ko wonu oju yen lo la oju yen ko si bere si riran ni oruko
Jesus. And those who are lame, those who have stroke and those who have paralysis in any way, I pray the power of God will come upon your body right now, a quickening and life to come right there, power to come right there by the power of the Lord, the anointing that breaks every yoke. Rise up and walk in Jesus name.
Gbogbo ese ati owo to ti yara gbogbo agbo ara nibi ti we ko ti yaro mo gbadura pe ki agbara Olorun ko to wa ko wonu agbo ara re lo ki agbo ara e ko gba iye ki o si gera ko bere si rin ko
everywhere. Lord, manifest your power
nibi gbogbo fagbara
to the left power
lapa lafia
to the right power
lowo otun agbara
in the middle power
laarin gbogbo agbara
healing everywhere
iwosan nibi gbogbo
deliverance everywhere
dande nibi gbogbo
miracle everywhere
ise iyanu nibi gbogbo
better scene has come now for everyone in Jesus
name.
Confirm it in every life. Shout of miracle. Shout of healing. Shout of deliverance. The joy of wonders of the Lord. Let it come upon everyone. Thank you for the confirmation. In Jesus' name I pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni mo gbadura.
Praise the Lord, it has happened.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise the Lord, it has happened. Check it up there, you'll find your healing is there already. Your miracle is there already. Your deliverance is there already. And as you see the manifestation, ushers and counselors and our workers, check it up with them and let's have a confirmation right there.
Ẹ yẹ wo àwọn ènìyàn wo kẹ́ ẹ̀ dẹ̀ wo ìfẹsẹ̀múlẹ̀ rẹ̀ kẹ́ ẹ̀ sì ẹ̀ kan wá jẹ́rìí sẹ́ ìyanu Ọlọ́run.